shit. He did it right.
I know.
Holy.
He can be taught. Only, what, 4 episodes?
Something like that.
Great. 4 weeks.
We're learning.
So I wonder what we can teach him in another month.
All depends on how that eye appointment
goes. You know, yeah. That's pretty messed up. You can't use my bit. That's my bit. You can't make fun of yourself for having a brain tumor. That's my bit.
Sure he can.
You know,
leave the dying kid alone.
You probably could
right.
You probably could have had a comment, you know, if you had gotten that mic cord today. But all right, whatever. All right.
Anyway,
so let's get back to this horrendous discussion.
Back into the fire.
All right. We've discussed variants. We have labeled 4 types of variants.
Right.
We have labeled an intentional variant.
Right.
Production variant, mm-hmm. paint variant, mm-hmm. package variant.
Correct.
You can go to the home site, BigKevsGeekStuff.com. I don't have to say www.
No, you don't.
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
And it'll all be in the glossary.
The glossary, which Fantastic Promises will be up this week. We discussed exclusives.
Uh-huh.
We said exclusives are made 99 times out of 100. Specifically for a single retailer, fan club, or event.
Right.
And are not necessarily for the mass market, but there are exceptions to that
okay.
rule. Now we're going to move into chase figures.
Roy.
Chase figures. What we are describing as a chase figure mm-hmm. is any figure produced intentionally in limited quantities to spur collector interest and increase retail return visits by using a new head sculpt, a new paint scheme, although it's not a paint variant because it would not have only a paint difference.
Right.
It would have some other difference, like a head sculpt difference. And they are produced in limited quantities.
Very limited.
What this does is this gives the manufacturer, let's pick one at random. I don't know, Toy Biz.
Yeah.
And it let's what's one of their lines? Give me any one of their lines. Marvel Legends? Okay, Mr. Fantastic, Marvel Legends it is. Marvel Legends by Toy Biz. And what they can then say is, look, Walmart as a random example. Look, Walmart, what we're doing here is we're going to produce Wolverine,
right,
in his classic yellow costume,
right,
but what we're gonna do is we're gonna produce Wolverine with his mask off.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call him, I don't know, Unmasked Wolverine. We're gonna produce a couple of those, and we're gonna randomly insert, and by randomly I mean not randomly at all, although right. Toy Biz would have us believe it was random. It
right.
certainly isn't.
No.
We're gonna stick this Unmasked Wolverine, ready, in every 100 cases. We're gonna stick one.
Right? I have a small disagreement with you. I think you're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
Especially, let's say, when we're talking about Unmasked Wolverine.
Okay.
This isn't the retailer chase that we're getting at yet. Because Unmasked Wolverine was not exclusive to a single
no,
retailer.
No, no, no. That's why I went back and I corrected myself.
Okay.
Because I was going down that road.
Okay.
And I said, no, no, wait a minute.
Okay.
It's just, no, no. Not as a specific incentive to Walmart.
Right.
But this is what they're telling everybody.
Oh,
I just
okay.
said Walmart
okay.
without intending it to seem like I meant only Walmart.
Okay. Now I'm on the train.
So maybe what I should have said was Walmart, Target, Toys R Us, and any other retailer who would be selling this product.
Right.
And what they're telling this retailer is, look, you know how these guys are. They want everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put Unmasked Wolverine. We're going to put him in one every 100 cases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't confirm that number. However, when that Marvel Legends figure came out, the rumor was that Unmasked version of Wolverine was one every 100 cases.
Right.
Okay? What that did was it created a phenomenon. Actually, it didn't create the phenomenon. It was just the most dirty pool version of the phenomenon.
Right.
What created the phenomenon was a yellow Daredevil happened in the Spider-Man Classics line, but let's not go there. Let's stick with the Wolverine example.
Okay.
Wolverine was rumored to be one every unmasked Wolverine was rumored to be unmasked Wolverine was rumored to be one in every 100 cases of that Marvel Legends line that they produced the regular Wolverine in.
Right. Now, let me just kind of explain something here. If you don't think that that's extraordinary or crazy, when you think about a Walmart, let's say your single local Walmart in town, probably gets 2-3, would you even say as much as 10?
Yep.
10 cases?
10.
So that means that maybe one in every 10 Walmarts.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because there are other retailers involved.
Right.
So maybe one in every 10 Walmarts will get that figure. So the likelihood of you getting one of those figures.
Oh, no. You're not going to say the likelihood of getting one of those figures is astronomical to start with, because you know damn well that figure never hit the floor. But let's save that discussion for later.
Okay. So, but my point being is, if you don't think that one in 100 cases is crazy, on a large scale across the country, it really is. And we're not just dealing with this country either. When
right.
they say one of 100 cases, they mean the United States, they mean Canada, they mean the UK, they mean Australia, and wherever else these figures might be sold around the world. One in 100 cases is just insane. Insane for a figure to be released.
Yeah, and not only is it insane, but it's something that they have continued to do, albeit not in
not on that scale,
but they saw what they had created. You know, I almost want to say accidentally with Yellow Daredevil in the Spider-Man Classics line. I want to say almost accidentally.
I want to say
that somebody said, look, we're going to produce this line. People are going to, maybe they're going to be interested in the original costume of Daredevil also. Let's throw a couple of them out there for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
When they saw the fervor that this created, Yellow Daredevil was a $200 figure in the secondary market.
Easily
$200, $300.
And just a point on Yellow Daredevil. Yellow Daredevil could have easily been a simple paint variant.
Right.
Because if I remember, there was nothing different about Yellow Daredevil from Red Daredevil with the exception of the paint job.
And the quantity.
Right. But what I mean was it could have very easily just been a paint variant with, you know, maybe a lower.
Right. Had they packed him out evenly
right.
in the case with Red Daredevil. So and what we're talking about pack out in the case is pack out will be on the glossary. The pack out in a case is how a given line is assorted in a case. So mm-hmm. Spider-Man Classics, there was a regular Spider-Man. There was a Classics costume Spider-Man. There was a black costume Spider-Man and Red Daredevil. It's like four characters. I think that was all that was in that line.
I think Rhino might have been in that first line too, wasn't he? Or was
I don't
that
remember.
Wave 2? Anyway.
Anyway. However he was packaged out in the line, Yellow Daredevil was not in every case.
Right.
By not being in every case, he's not a paint variant.
Right.
A paint variant would be available in every case.
Mm-hmm.
A chase figure is available in only some cases. Whether he's a paint variant or not, he becomes a chase figure when he's not evenly packed in every case.
Right.
So, as our description says, chase figures are in limited quantities.
Mm-hmm.
They are not packed out equally with the other figures in the line.
Right.
And by that alone, that makes them chase figures.
Correct.
Right? So let's stick with Marvel Legends, who is the biggest proponent of this nonsense that there is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Dirty, dirty.
Dirty, dirty. Let's take their current line. Let's take their current Marvel Legends line.
Oh, God.
I got them right here.
Right?
In fact, the one we're discussing happens to be related to Wolverine. It's X-23, who is a Wolverine, a female Wolverine clone.
Right. A legend, right?
A character, exactly. A character who's less than 2 years old in a line called Marvel Legends. Brilliant. Way to go, Toy Biz.
Waste of plastic.
Let's you know what? Let's call a spade a spade. Way to go, Jesse Falcon.
Wow.
Jesse Falcon is the product manager currently for Marvel Legends at Toy Biz. And ultimately, this is his decision.
Mm-hmm.
In my, you know, if I'm wrong, Jesse, and you actually listen to this, which A, I know you won't, and B, if you do, by all means, please drop me a line and tell me I'm wrong. It's Jesse Falcon's decision to put X-23, a character less than 2 years old, in the Marvel Legends line when, what, let me think if I can count them on one hand. 6,000 Marvel characters have come before this character and have never been made into toys.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Jesse's kind of like the supervillain of the collector world. He's the Magneto.
He is.
Of the collector's world.
No, you know, he's more like, I don't think you're shooting low there.
Shooting
I think
low?
He's more like a Galactus or an Apocalypse.
The
or,
Destroyer? Galactus?
He is. All right, but let's not stray off into Jesse land.
Okay.
That'll be, I mean, you think this is going to run long now. If I start going on Jesse Falcon and my personal experiences, we'll never get off this topic.
Fire.
Okay, let's, like I said, you want to stop doing that because I want to
move on. All right, another episode.
Chase figures. Let's try to stay focused. We're talking about the Apocalypse series.
Okay.
I don't know what the fucking number is.
Adrian
from actionfigure.com will kill me because I don't know what the fucking number is for the line.
Doesn't it say it on the package?
It says on the card. No, it says Apocalypse series.
Oh.
Because with each character, I guess I need to explain this. With each character that comes out in this line, you get a piece of Apocalypse, which you then assemble all the pieces together, and you get an Apocalypse action figure who is very large and, might I say, very impressive.
Right.
Marvel Legends is the line.
Uh-huh.
Apocalypse series is the series.
Okay.
X-23 is the character.
Correxer?
Right. What you have is you have her in her black suit, I guess, as she appears in her book or whatever book she's
whatever
in.
Whatever book it is.
Because it's probably all of them because she's somehow related to Wolverine. Probably next month she'll be an Avenger. I'm just saying.
Just a guess. How long before she makes it into a video game?
What Toy Biz has done with Marvel Legends is they produce in this line, the Apocalypse line, because we could do this for every line, but we're only going to do this for the Apocalypse line.
Okay.
They have 6 characters in the line.
Okay.
7 if you count Apocalypse, which you get a piece of Apocalypse, you build Apocalypse.
Right.
On the back of the package, you can see now what the variants are going to be, what the chase figures are going to be.
Bit brazen, no?
Yeah, because they're basically saying...
They're
taunting you. Well, look, we're producing these characters, and if you're lucky enough or...
Rich enough.
Or in all honesty, if you have enough money...
Right.
You can then also look for these chase figures, which, by the way, Jesse Falcon claimed... they were not going to produce anymore.
That would be 2 toy fairs ago.
He brazenly said,
toy fairs ago,
Toy Biz will no longer be producing Marvel Legends chase figures. And here they are. The characters they have listed are Maestro, Sasquatch, X-23, Iron Fist, Wolverine, and Bishop.
Okay.
Of these 6 characters.
Uh-huh.
3 of them have variants. And you can tell because what they do is on the back of the package, they have a little insert picture of the variant character.
Okay.
On Iron Fist, he's yelling and he's wearing the red costume. Ugh. On Bishop, he's bald.
Ugh.
On Wolverine, it will come as a big surprise to you, Matt, that it's actually unmasked Wolverine.
Holy shit.
It's the Astonishing X-Men version of Wolverine, that costume.
Okay.
And the chase figure, although Jesse will tell us that it's a variant because he's an ass, the chase figure is the unmasked version.
Ah, right.
Of Astonishing X-Men suited Wolverine.
Right, because we need another Wolverine, right, and unmasked Wolverine.
What they're showing you is, in the six characters, there are three Chase figures.
Okay, but
there aren't.
Right.
There's five.
Right.
Because what they don't show you,
uh-huh,
on the back of the Marvel Legends Apocalypse series packaging is that there is also a white version of Sasquatch.
Right.
Which is a Chase figure.
Right.
And there's an alternate version of X-23, which is a Chase figure. Now,
amazing.
That means in the Apocalypse series,
uh-huh,
of Marvel Legends,
uh-huh,
there are five Chase figures,
uh-huh,
in a line that has
six
characters.
Because who wants another Maestro figure?
I don't even like this version of Maestro. I think the version of Maestro they did back in the day in the Hulk line,
right,
was way better than this version, but that's neither here nor there.
Why don't you make a Chase figure out of him?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, for
go all the way. That's what I say.
For goodness sake, there's got to be 10 other versions of Wolverine. Why not do that? Why not bloody him up? Bloody unmasked version of Wolverine. I'm holding in my hand,
right,
both versions of X-23.
Okay.
Both versions of her. In the one hand, you have the version, what I'm referring to as the black-suited version versus the purple-suited version.
Ooh, different shades.
Of course, yeah, of course, this isn't the only variant. Her head sculpt is completely different in both.
Okay.
Completely.
Oh, God.
Ready? I don't know if you can hear this.
Go ahead.
Can you hear this?
That would be Kevin kicking the X-23 figures multiple times, beating them up. You know, some people might kill you for that.
I hate Jesse Falcon. Now, I'm saying it now publicly. I hope it gets back to you. Listen to me. I don't hate you as a human being, because if that was the case, I would have killed you 2 years ago. I don't hate you as a human being. And Jesse will say, Kevin, you're biased against our product. I'm not biased against your product. I love your product. Any action figure line that can be as successful as Marvel Legends has been without a cartoon or some sort of reference. Yes, it's comic book, but I mean, there isn't, you know, a bunch of little 12-year-old kids running out and buying these toys is the point I'm making.
Right.
Even though Jesse would like you to believe that.
Full of shit.
That's just not the case.
Right.
Jesse also contends that he thinks that initially it was 10%. He revised that statement to be 40% of the sales of Marvel Legends are going to collectors. Another astronomically ridiculous number, Jesse. It's got to be better than 80% of your sales.
We've
it's
conducted studies on that. I can document several occasions where me and Kevin have spent hours in a Toys R Us
surveying people
on a Saturday afternoon, surveying the people and talking to the people picking up those lines.
Jesse, it's not 40%.
It's way higher
it's
than
80%. At least 80% of collectors buying this line. That aside,
right,
this is fucking ridiculous now. Five fucking Chase figures in a line that has six characters in it? It's ridiculous. Wait, we're about to... Because if you think I'm pissed off now, I'm about to blow up. I'm about to seriously, spontaneously combust in this fucking room.
Don't blow up the studio.
Oh, here we go. Toy Biz, they've gone to Walmart. They've said, Walmart, here's what we're offering you. You pay us, whatever the kick is, I don't know. We are going to produce an entire Marvel Legends line, and only Walmart will be able to get it. You will only be able to get these characters at Walmart. Now, I know what you're saying, Matt.
Uh-huh.
You're saying, but Kev, that's not Chase figures, because that would be an exclusive line.
Right.
I've seen the packaging.
Okay.
There's no variant. There's no exclusive marking on the packaging. The Walmart line, which is now as it is being referred to as either the Walmart line or the Giant Man line.
Okay.
Because the Build-A-Figure, which, like we said for Apocalypse, every character that you buy has a piece of this larger character. He'll be some 14 inches tall, called Giant Man. The line's packaging
mm-hmm.
will have no Walmart sticker, stamp, or element on it. That's my understanding.
Okay.
If that's true, Matt.
Right.
Toy Biz has created the first Chase line. The entire line is a Chase. Because that's what you're doing, guys. You're chasing. That's what a Chase figure is. It's a figure that you have to chase around to get.
Mm-hmm.
You have to chase it down. Toy Biz and their buddies at Walmart have now created what I'm going to say until I'm corrected, a Chase line, the first ever Chase line, a line only available at Walmart. Now, mind you, nobody else is getting this line because I guess Toy Biz or I guess Toys R Us couldn't come up with the money.
Right.
I guess Target has their own thing going on with Star Wars.
Right.
You know, and I guess other retailers couldn't come up with, I guess Walmart was the only one who could fork over enough money to Toy Biz to create an entire line of their most popular toy line, of one of the most popular toy lines out there.
Uh-huh.
To create an exclusive series just for Walmart.
It's disgusting.
It's outrageous.
It's disgusting and it's insulting.
And from a collector's standpoint, Matt, mm-hmm. from a collector's standpoint, what if you don't live near a Walmart? Remember the Walmart Star Wars exclusives?
Uh-huh.
Remember how we had to pray somebody in Virginia could get us one?
Yep.
What if your house is surrounded by, and here's your house, and right in front of your house is Target. And right. next to your house is Toys R Us. And next to your house on the other side is KB. And next to your house on the other side is who carries Marvel Legends.
Right.
What if that's all you have on uh-huh. your island and you not live near anywhere near Walmart?
Right.
And you collect Marvel Legends.
You're not getting one of these figures.
No, you are.
Right.
Oh, you are. You're going to get it in the second market.
Well, what?
For $25 a figure.
Well, what I'm about to say is how many people... honest people who legitimately want these figures for their personal collection, do you think are actually going to be fortunate enough to get most of them at Walmart anyway?
Matt, these
most
figures...
of the people getting these are getting them from secondhand dealers. The headhunters clean off the pegs way before most of us even get there.
Headhunter, Matt? What is a headhunter, Matt?
Do you want me to define a headhunter?
Please do, because it and of course it will appear on the glossary.
Okay. A headhunter would be someone who makes it their primary job to float around to these stores, Target, Walmart,
anyone who carries
Toys R Us, anybody who carries these figures firsthand to buy them all off the peg, to either sell themselves at a convention or in their store, or to sell to someone who's going to be selling it at their secondhand store or at their convention booth.
Right.
They don't allow the regular collectors the opportunity to actually get these figures off the peg at a store.
And that
would be a headhunter.
Right. And that's bad enough. Uh-huh. That's bad enough that somebody like this exists.
Sure.
Here's what makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
These guys aren't doing it themselves anymore. Now they hire kids to do it.
Uh-huh.
They'll hire people. Hey, you look, drive around to all these stores today, and here's a list of stuff I want you to look for.
Right.
On top of that, if that's not bad enough, these toys don't even make the floor anymore.
Well, no.
These headhunters are cutting deals in the back room. Jesse says this doesn't go on.
That's a load of shit.
They're cutting deals with stock boys. Look, go in the Marvel Legend cases. Pull out for me all the variants.
Mm-hmm.
Put them aside. I'll come pick them up. Mm-hmm. And I'll slide you a little something. That's what's going on. That's why you will never find a variant on a peg, which is kind of something we hit on when we talked about Toy Fair Magazine and them listing the top 10. It's, they might as well call it top 10 figures you will never find on the peg.
Right.
Because you never will.
Right.
I have been collecting toys for God knows how long. But let's just take the last 10 years. I have never, ever gone to a store and found a variant hanging on a peg.
No.
One time. Once.
And back to what you were saying about the back room and whatnot going on. I've actually been in stores early in the morning on a Wednesday when shipment's supposed to hit the floor. And I've seen the boxes come from the back room to the sales floor, already opened. The stock boy carrying the box in his hands lays it down on the floor in front of the section. And you could see it's already been picked. You could see. I mean, I've witnessed it. I've seen it happen. I've witnessed it. So for anybody to deny it is just bullshit.
We know people. Uh-huh. We know people that are doing it.
Uh-huh.
My dealer does it. You know? Hey, my dealer's a great guy. Toy Mike is a great guy.
That's right.
And he's my dealer, and he gets me everything I need. And do I ask questions about how he gets it? No. Do you ask the mafia how they get a truck full of cigarettes?
No.
No. You just take your carton, pay him whatever, and then you walk away.
Uh-huh.
We're not advocating smoking in any way. The point is that, you know what? If that's what my dealer is doing or any other guy is doing, God bless him. He wants to shell out extra money to a stock boy to make sure he gets all of his exclusives pulled, and they're actually letting that happen. God bless him. They found a loophole in the system. I blame Toy Biz.
For allowing it to happen in the
first
place.
And Toys R Us. And Walmart for allowing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Walmart doesn't care who buys it as long as someone buys it. And Toy Biz is just trying to create fervor over their line.
This is the problem with the toy industry. This is the problem with collecting action figures these days.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. You need the secondary market. You have to be involved in the secondary market. A secondary market, I'd like to mention, that not only was created by industry executives like Jesse Falcon, but is perpetuated, is blown out of proportion,
mm-hmm.
and is fueled and fired by these clowns who think that they are in some way appeasing the collector by doing this. And they're not. I'm a collector. You're not appeasing me. Matt's a collector. You're not appeasing him. Mr. Fantastic is a collector. You're not appeasing him. Now, that's three people just in this room. What do you need? 100 people to line up to say to you, we don't want it this way? It was one thing when they did whole figures this way.
Right.
For whatever the line was that came out that had the red skull in it, the red skull was only one per whatever.
10 cases, I think. 10 cases
was the rumor. Was only one per, by the way, a shitty figure. But one per 10 cases. And that was the only way you got him. And it wasn't a variant or a chase figure. It was the only figure.
Right. It was a whole new figure.
Right. That was bad when they used to do that. They're not doing that anymore. But Jesse would like us to believe that these are simply paint variants. I'm holding X-23 in my hand. This is not a paint variant. This is a completely different figure. I'm looking at Iron Fist. It's not the same figure, Jesse, in a red suit. It's a different head sculpt. You know, the only thing in here that may even be remotely considered a paint variant would be Sasquatch.
I think that probably is a paint variant.
Except for the fact that he's not done in equal quantities.
Well, right.
With the orange Sasquatch,
right.
Which makes him a chase figure. That's the only one. Everything else is a different sculpt. That's not a variant, Jesse. That is a fucking chase figure. When you're not doing them equal quantities, Jesse, it's a chase figure. Stop pitching this bullshit that it's variants.
They'll never get it.
No, it's not that they get it. You know,
they
it's
don't
just
care, then.
This is, and according to Jesse, this is what Target and Walmart want. They want people to come back in the stores and keep looking at. And I can understand the business perspective. I'm telling you from a collector's end, it's frustrating. It's unnecessary.
And since
only 10 to 40% of their sales come from collectors, Matt, why should they listen to us?
Sure.
10 to 40%. When he said 10% 2 years ago, when he said 10% 2 years ago at Toy Fair, I almost fainted, and everyone in the room gasped and guffawed that he could be so unbelievably out of touch and be the master of this fucking line that it was so popular. It's one of those popular toy lines there is. They sell out all over the place, unless it's Blue Beast for some reason. They sell out all over the place. And the brainchild of this genius marketer, Jesse Falcon, was selling out all over the place, and he must be doing everything right. No. No, you weren't. The figures are great. That has nothing to do with you. The articulation, all that stuff, everybody enjoys it. The character selection is questionable at best. And then you have this fucking Chase figure nonsense.
Well, I just want to say, if you work at Walmart or Target and you're listening, which, you know, who knows if you are, but it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't get us into the store anymore.
That's right.
At least not to look for those figures. I can't tell you the last time that I legitimately walked into a store looking for these figures. I don't bother.
Nope.
If I want one, I know how to get one.
Absolutely.
And it's not off the peg at Walmart.
That's right. You hear in this Walmart, Target, we don't care. We don't need to go in the stores anymore. We don't need to go in and travel through your stores. And you know what? While we're here, we might as well pick up some groceries or some shitty clothes or some other bullshit that these people pick up when they walk through a Walmart. We don't need it. We don't need to do it anymore. Thanks to you and Jesse Falcon and his ilk, you have created a secondary market that completely satisfies our needs. Not to mention the fact that you can also always find these toys.
eBay alert. eBay alert. eBay alert.
That's right, on eBay. Because they're always on eBay. They're on eBay before they even come into the country. You could buy them out of Thailand 3 months before they're here. We don't need to go into Walmart anymore. And you know what? We're smartening up. Collectors are smartening up, Jess.
Watch the collectors walk into your store. You'll know them. You'll know exactly who they are.
Sure.
They walk in. They walk to the one toy row that has what they're looking for. They do a 30-second scan of the pegs, and they walk out. They don't stop anywhere else in the store. They don't look for anything else in the store. And that's if they even go in the store.
Exactly.
30 seconds in the store, in and out. That's it.
We're done. You know who's going in the store? Headhunters and people that work for Headhunters. Secondary market dealers. Those are the guys going in the store. And guess what? They're buying stuff from the back room. They go, you know, our guys that we know, our dealers, my dealer, he doesn't even go in the store anymore. He backs the car up to the door and it's already done. It's already done.
And Headhunters don't give a shit what you sell either. They don't care about your other products either. They're in there to clean the peg off and leave. So they're not buying your other stuff in the store either. So you're really helping no one.
And you wonder, Jesse, why there's 15 Maestros sitting on a peg and no one's buying them? Why there's 85 of every Spider-Man toy that you put out except the villains, which you now flood the market with 2 years later?
Too late.
You wonder why this happens? No, you don't wonder, because it's your sell-through numbers are fantastic. No, they aren't, Jesse. Your numbers that you sell to retailers are fantastic. Their sell-through is shit. Why do you think Toys R Us is going out of business? It's because of bullshit like Walmart exclusive lines. That's why.
Anyway, Kev, I think we kind of need to wrap this up for now.
I know. It's getting way too personal. I think we're going to have to edit out, you know, those personal things I just said about Jesse Falcon.
We could really go on for the next week.
But it would be us just yelling at each other because nobody's listening. This stuff goes on unchecked and unabated. And you know, it's now starting in the DC version of the line. Well, you know, the DC, the equivalent DC line.
But look, stop. Stop before you go on another tangent. We have many more episodes to come. Save it. Save it. Why don't we wrap this one for today? Let's do a quick recap.
We waited 4 weeks to get into this topic, and now I don't feel I've said enough.
we could always do it again down the line.
Every week.
We have to make a pact. Shit. Our pact this week is no Toy Biz next week, and no Chase figures next
week.
No
Chase or variants.
That's it.
I think we do Holy Folks next week. I think we're doing Holy Folks next week.
Plus Jesus?
Plus Jesus. That's what we're doing.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. In our news segment this week, we did Black Costume Spider-Man.
Which it isn't.
We did the potential death of Smallville thanks to the Siegel family.
And another comment about that Superboy issue. Uh-huh. You know, that's... I mean, I think that there's an argument there on both sides. I think Superboy, he's obviously young Clark Kent. Smallville is obviously young Clark Kent. If they own young Clark Kent or Clark Kent or however it works out, I think they have something to say.
Yeah. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. We also talked about Chris Claremont being ill, his books being on hold, and the awfulness that he brought to the X-Men books.
Well, his talent has been on hold, I think, since the early 80s.
Okay.
So, nothing really happening there.
No. And we wrapped up the news segment this week with a quick blurb about Hellboy 2, all original content written by Mike Mignola, and Abe Sapien getting a lot of screen time, it would appear, and why they're doing a Fantastic Four 2.
We also talked about a little article in this month's Rolling Stone magazine that touched on some of the graphic violence and modernization of comic book stories and how this has really been happening since the 40s and how we shouldn't really be surprised by it that Batman will be fighting Al-Qaeda.
Mm. Right.
And finally, we at length discussed variants, exclusives, and chase figures, and we described them. We talked about why they're bad, and we ended up talking about the chase figure phenomenon, which we recognize as being created, perpetuated, and utterly exploited by Toy Biz.
And as part of that discussion, we really talked about how... Okay, what you're not seeing, but probably are hearing right now, is Kevin destroying the X-23 variant figure here in studio, mangling the packaging, and if I'm lucky, breaking the figure so I could hear about it later. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
I am so sick of this nonsense. I'm sick of it already. I'm sick of it. Why? You know, it's all, it's a collector's line. Listen to the collectors.
All right, you need to stop before this goes on again.
All right.
Calm down. There'll be
more
time.
So make sure that you check out the home site for pictures associated with today's show.
Right.
If you have a comment you want to make, be sure to drop us an email. We're always happy to read your comments, and we may comment about them on the air. And we want you to tune in next week for Geek Stuff, Episode 5, The Dream Child. What the fuck does that mean, Fantastic?
Was that his idea?
The fuck is the Dream Child?
I don't fucking know.
Jesus Christ. What, oh, fuck you!
Is it time to talk about G.I. Joe yet?
Fucking G.I. Joe.
And on that note, we cue the music.